Tomorrow's World Magazine, May-June 2025 issue.
News Watch, Mark 13, verse 37. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Where will Friedrich Merz take Europe? Even before February's German election results were fully tallied, the nation's new chancellor-in-waiting, Friedrich Merz, was already working to continue a seismic shift in transatlantic relations. That's from the BBC, February 24, 2025. In a debate after the election, Merz announced, "My absolute priority will be to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible, so that step by step we can really achieve independence from the USA." In fact, he seemed to consider matters so pressing that, according to the BBC, he was not sure on whether the transatlantic alliance leaders gathering for a summit in June would still be talking about NATO in its current form, or whether we will have to establish an independent European defense capability much more quickly. It seems Merz is far more assertive than his predecessor, with more ambitious aims to increase Germany's leadership profile in Europe. From Politico, February 21, 2025. Some analysts warn of potential clashes between Merz and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, based upon their political histories. However, others believe the two will work together to catapult Germany forward as the leading nation of Europe. Merz has an accelerated timeline to disconnect from the United States and not only longs to create a strong, standalone European army and nuclear deterrent, but also wants full and rapid support from other EU nations. This may work for some nations, but likely not for all. Thus, the term two-speed Europe is again being used. From European Council on Foreign Relations, February 20, 2025. But now, the concept makes even more sense. Many EU nations have the political will and the pressure of geopolitics to push at least some European nations to act together. Those who do not could be left behind. The days ahead will no doubt witness great changes in European focus and ambitions, and Germany has a powerful prophesied role to play in Europe. Fertilizers tied to decline in bees pollinating. In Hertfordshire, England, researchers have studied the impact of fertilizer on crop yields for almost 170 years. What began as a study solely of crop yields for hay production grew into studying the impacts of fertilizer on other plant species growing in the hay fields. That research has drawn clear conclusions. Using high levels of common fertilizers on grassland halves pollinator numbers and drastically reduces the number of flowers. From The Guardian, January 20th, 2025. A recent paper from the researchers reports that increasing the amount of nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus doused on agricultural grassland reduced flower numbers fivefold and halved the number of pollinating insects. Bees saw the largest impact. In croplands where no fertilizers were used, bees were found in numbers 9 times greater than they were in those fields with maximum amounts of fertilizer. Researchers also learned that fertilizers cause fast-growing grasslands to proliferate, crowding out other grasses and flowers and reducing pollinator numbers. While pollinators may not be as important for grassland crops like wheat and barley, they are essential for fruits and vegetables. And when pollinator numbers plummet due to fertilizer use in grassland crops, their numbers in neighboring fruit and vegetable areas are also likely to suffer. Ironically, to keep pollinator numbers high requires accepting a reduction in crop yields. There is a trade-off in order to maintain a strong and healthy crop ecosystem, but that trade-off is unlikely to be accepted in an economically driven society. But are mega farms really ideal? The Bible suggests that after Christ returns, agriculture may return to a more personal, family-oriented environment. Read Micah 4, verse 4. When maximum volume and maximum profits no longer drive food production, the creation will again function as God intended. The waning British Army. In a speech to cadets at Sandhurst Military Academy, the former chief of the General Staff in the United Kingdom, General Sir Patrick Sanders, warned that British troops will be outmanned in any future war and enemy forces will also have better technology. From The Telegraph, December 16, 2024. He further noted that modernization would take time that was in short supply as the army seeks to become more lethal. He did try to soften the ominous perspective, noting, "We have always fought with our backs to the wall. This is who we are." General Sanders has called for a citizen army to counter Russia's growing threat, and he warned that Britain will fight in the future. Earlier last year, General Sanders' replacement, Sir Roland Walker, warned that Britain must be ready to fight a war in 3 years. Last October, Britain's defense secretary warned that the country is not ready to fight a war. In December, Alistair Carnes, the veterans minister, said the whole British army would be wiped out within 6 months to a year of a war with Russia. The relative peace of the 1990s and early 2000s resulted in many nations, including the UK, drastically cutting defense spending, while many other nations continued to advance. The world is now much, much more dangerous, and nations like Britain are woefully behind on troop and weapons development. For centuries, Britain's military was a source of pride and power, but God prophesied that, "At the end of the age, I will break the pride of your power." Leviticus 26:19. He pronounced that curse due to people's continued rejection of their Creator, and this warning is not limited to the UK. It also affects other Israelite-descended nations like the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and many nations of Western Europe. A new age of infectious diseases? The H5N1 bird flu continues to make news. As reported by The Guardian, it has infected birds, cattle, sea lions, and humans. Scientists warn that this strain of bird flu is unique, acting as a panzootic disease that has the ability to cross lines between multiple species. January 15, 2025. As a University of Nottingham professor observed, panzootic is almost a new thing, and we don't know what sort of threat it is. We have some viruses that can infect multiple species, and we have some viruses that can cause massive outbreaks, but we haven't tended to have the combination. That's something of a new phenomenon. That's where H5N1 is going, and it just makes it so unpredictable. It's unique and new in our lifetime and memory. H5N1 has now traveled to more than 48 different species of mammals and appears to be continuing. As scientist Ed Hutchinson from MRC University of Glasgow, Center for Virus Research, warned, "It is really hard for infectious diseases to effectively stop being specialists and move over into a new species. So, when that happens, it is striking and concerning. This virus has led to the death of millions of seabirds and massive declines in their populations, as well as the deaths of tens of thousands of sea lions and elephant seals." As The Guardian notes, shrinking habitats, biodiversity loss, and intensified farming create perfect incubators for infectious diseases to jump from one species to another. And now that 3/4 of emerging diseases can be passed between animals and humans, some are sounding the alarm that panzootics could become one of the era's defining threats to human health and security. Thankfully, the bird flu is not yet spreading between humans, but the implications of such panzootic diseases are still sobering. Jesus Christ revealed to the Apostle John that before his return, mankind would experience the worst period of disease, pestilence, and death in human history, including death caused by animals. Revelation 6 verses 7 and 8. This new phenomenon of panzootic disease is something to watch as we approach the end of the age. War escalating in Africa. Fighting continues in the Congo over the control of resources. Recently, Rwanda-based M23 rebel forces captured Goma, Congo's largest regional hub and home to about 2 million people. The city is a key location in the conflict-battered North Kivu province, whose minerals are critical to much of the world's technology. Rebel groups have long fought over control of eastern Congo's mineral wealth, and the conflict has often pitted ethnic groups against one another, with civilians forced to flee their homes and seek protection from armed groups. From AP News, January 27, 2025. M23 forces have continued taking further towns in the region. That's from the AP News, January 29, 2025. The Congolese government has announced it is in a war situation with Rwanda's M23 rebels, and Rwanda has complaints of its own. The UN Security Council condemned the M23 attack and called for a withdrawal and the return of Congo's sovereignty. armed conflicts have internally displaced over 7 million people. Human rights organizations have reported widespread atrocities, including massacres, sexual violence, and the recruitment of child soldiers. That's from Deutsche Welle, January 28, 2025. Although many groups have fought the Congolese government for years, trying to cash in on Congo's riches, the current escalation of fighting is very troubling. Over 7 million Congolese are already displaced due to fighting across the country, and peace between the fighting groups seems unattainable. The Apostle James addressed this issue when he wrote that the cause of wars is related to human lust and greed. James 4 verses 1 through 3. This world needs a Savior to bring real and lasting peace.